There you go. In, jumping in before an introduction. I love it. The fabulous Sue Altman here on Live 89.5. Hi, Sue. How are you doing?
I'm good, Jason. Really good.
It's lovely to see you, as always. Love that. Just towards the end of the song, jumped in. Don't need the cans. No, forget about the cans. Radio talk, as always, understanding the vibe of the radio. And Sue is in as a representative, of course, an ambassador of Puckett Has Been Good to Us Foundation. And there's a big do going on this Saturday, of course. Pop-up 3 is happening. We're going to talk about that in a while, but let's talk about Puckett Has Been Good to Us Foundation and how that's going since the last big fundraiser, which was the Black Tie Muay Thai.
Yeah, it was, and I mean it's going really well. We have a few changes coming up. A couple of our teachers who have been with us for 3 years now are moving on, and I mean 3 years is quite a long time actually, so we've got some new teachers coming in. I've just been recently, I was at the Kalim School and it was just great being there with the kids because I like the little ones especially. And then last week I was at the what they call the Kamala Development School, which is actually a kindy. But there's two sets. They start from 3 to 5, I think, or 2.5 to 4, and then from 5, 4.5, 5 up to 6. Oh, they're so sweet. And I was in the classrooms and we were playing games. And it's amazing how much these little kids learn and their English is really good. They're going to go on.
And that, of course, is the main focus and the intent for getting the Puckett Has Been Good to Us Foundation, teaching English for free to the kids.
Exactly.
So amazing skill to have, obviously, in this modern world now. This is an incredible start for anyone's life. And I know, like, a lot of Thai friends, I've got Thai friends now who are of an age sort of like mid-20s and up, and they're just regretting that they don't know enough English and they're having to go back to school. So a great launch pad into this world, isn't it, to, like, be able to have an English skill. So that's nice. So you've been going and visiting, and obviously the Puckett Has Been Good to Us Foundation and the schools are all run from these foundations, the fundraisers which you put on. So this is going to be the next one. It's going to be the pop-up number 3.
Yes, on the 1st of April.
The 1st of April, Saturday the 1st of April. It ain't no joke.
No, it's not. Be there.
Be there. You'll be a fool if you're not there.
It's going to be a fantastic night. It really is, because other years we've had 11 restaurants. This year we have 20 restaurants. We also have 7 beverage outlets, so we're not going to run out of anything to drink this year. For some people who thought perhaps in the past there wasn't enough to drink, there's all sorts of beverages that will suit every taste.
There is, and it's been fantastic. So pop-up one was brilliant. It was really cool. That was kind of just kind of learning how to get that vibe going. Pop-up 2 was definitely, it was lifting on the entertainment, and also people who'd missed out, like the restaurants and the top sort of resorts who'd missed out on one, then realized that it needed to be at number 2 because it was such a foodie event. And it seems like as well it started to attract a lot of the restaurateurs and a lot of people who want to see what other people are doing and what they're going to do as well. It's kind of a night where everyone gets to show off a little bit, isn't it?
Well, this is it. I mean, all of the chefs from these restaurants come along. It's not just they're sending staff along to cook some food. The whole event really is a food event now. It's the main thing, and those chefs all want to make sure that their food is pretty high quality and that people are really going to enjoy it and talk about it.
Okay, and Sue, we're going to talk about some of the fantastic resorts and restaurants that are taking part in this year's pop-up. But first, let's say as well, we've moved location this year, haven't we? We're now at
Angsana. So everyone knows Angsana, they know the Laguna, and we're at the Latitude Marquee, and it's in conjunction with Angsana. They have been amazing.
It's an incredible marquee as well. So exciting, because the thing about the Latitude Marquee I've found is that it's a blank canvas, so everyone can put their own sort of style on it. And obviously, like, all the restaurants and the hotels and the resorts coming together with this is going to create a great atmosphere, and also it's air conditioned as well. So it's great. You can actually wear all your fabulous clothes and you don't have to worry about it.
We're actually having the sides all up.
Ah, okay,
and
cool.
And we're going to have fans and things. But, I mean, Creative Concepts are doing all of the decoration and everything for us. It's going to be pretty special. And we wanted to still have that really, rather than that closed-in, formal sort of attitude that's been for other functions that I had there, we've got the whole sides rolled up and... looking out over the lake, and
so taking it next level. You're taking it next level. Okay, brilliant. As always. So okay, Sue, let's talk about some of the people who are getting involved. Who's going to be the main events, the main superstars of the evening? We'll fly through these because I'm sure people will know some of these names, but maybe not know some of the others, and will be very interested to go and check out some of their amazing food. Hit it, Sue Oldman.
Okay, so we've got Anantara from Layan Resort and Spa, Anantara from Maikau, Bampot Kitchen, Bodega Grill from Angsana, Breeze from Cape Yarmou, DDoS, Dusit Laguna, Enzo Japanese, Firefly from the Pavilion Resort, The Hire, everybody knows Hire, Cafe Del Mar, Iniala, Carter Rocks, Mezzo's Bistro and Bar at Outrigger, Nomi Frozen Yogurt, the Novotel Surin Beach Resort, Panache from Angsana Villas, Parisa, the Pullman Phuket from Naiton Beach, the Ninth Floor, of course, and Two Chefs.
Wow, so some of the biggest names on the island. Yeah, well done. You got through that, you flew through that. It was nicely done without a rehearsal, so well done, Sue. Also, beverages, let's shout up the beverage suppliers as well.
So there's 9 of them, and Andaman Wine Club, BB&B, Beervana, Bon Cafe, Brand Connect, Chelong Bay Rum, Freenex, Human Brands, and Michael Dream. Wow. And there's going to be everything. So whether you want cocktails, whether you want frozen drinks, whether you want fruit drinks, whether you want all sorts of different beverages we're going to have.
A whole plethora of beverages.
Adult beverages and others.
And everything that's just going to wash down this fabulous food. So it's going to be great. Now, okay, so that's the food and the drink, which is pretty much the main event, which a lot of people, the foodies, will just be like properly geeking out on some of the amazing techniques and the amazing sort of supplies going on. Also, entertainment, because obviously we like to have a party. Phuket has been good to us. Fundraisers is always about having a party as well as this. So who's going to be supplying the entertainment?
Well, we're going to be having... obviously, DJs. Tommy the Tank's going to be there. Bless him. He's always there to help us along. We're going to have a very special band from Angsana who's going to be playing. We have another DJ who I actually don't know. Do you know this other DJ?
DJ Raza.
Yeah.
DJ Raza. I'm not sure yet, but like, I'm sure I'm excited because it's like it's nice to sort of have a little bit of mystique and sort of to find out what's going on. So, yeah, looking forward to DJ Raza's set.
I think it's going to be fun to see the setup of the whole marquee as well, because this is not going to be your formal tables. Where everybody sits there and, you know, you're sort of wandering around with these 10 or 12 people at a table. It's going to be a real mishmash of tables. Yes, there's going to be tables and chairs and places for everyone to sit down. But it's going to be a more atmosphere where you can wander around if you want to, and which we've found at previous events that's what people want to do. They don't all want to sit down all night.
Well, this is definitely it. It seems like that vibe. Everyone's on the move, aren't they? Like, everyone wants to go and sort of sample everyone's food, so it's a real moving, shaking event sort of thing. So yeah, you only need somewhere to put down your plate for a little bit, have a sit down to enjoy your food and beverage,
and then
you're off again to go into another stall and everything. So it's a really cool idea and a great concept, and I think it's taken off sort of big time. How do people get tickets, Sue?
Well, the tickets are 2,500 baht per ticket, and that is a donation. All of that goes to Phuket Has Been Good to Us. And you can either go to the Facebook page of Phuket Has Been Good to Us. You can also go to, if you want to send an email, info@phukethasbeengoodtous.org, and also our website, which is Phuket Has Been Good to Us.
So no excuses to any of our listeners. You can grab your tickets now. And also you'll find information. I've posted a link for the Phuket Has Been Good to Us Foundation for the night for Pop-Up 3 on our Facebook page, Phuket Live Radio. As well as the entertainment, as well as the food, the beverages. Also, of course, it's a fundraiser, so silent auctions, very important. People can get some fabulous prizes from outbidding other people. So what's going on with that, Sue?
Yeah, we're not going to have a live auction this year because at this sort of venue, because it's so big, it really ties things up, and we want people to have a real party atmosphere. And so there won't be a live auction, but we're going to have a huge array of silent auctions. And there's a couple I just want to really point out. Ann and Tara have really been fabulous supporters this year with their restaurants, and also we have a wonderful three-night stay in the Maldives, which also has seaplane transfers, and that's a really special one. And another one, our great supporters, which is the Chava Resort in Surin. They're great supporters of ours, and the Chava's offering a 7-night, 2-bedroom apartment. And I've stayed at the Chava, and it's a lovely, lovely resort. So that's another one of my favourite ones. Carter Rocks are in there, of course. They support us. And again, Anantara from Maikau, they have also offered a wonderful prize. So we're going to have some really, really good prizes.
Incredible. And this is the thing. Raise loads of money for the Phuket Husbandry Goods Foundation. So get your credit cards ready. Get your cash ready. Whatever it is that you take along to get these prizes. And just bid big. God, that was tricky to say. Bid big. And gets loads of money for the Phuket Husbandry Goods Foundation to keep the kids learning English. It's going to be a super cool night, Sue.
It is. I'm looking forward to it. Of course, I'll be there, and I hope that we might see you there.
You will see me there. You know I'll be bouncing around again. What are you going to wear, Sue? That's another thing.
That's a really good question. I have no idea. I really don't know, but it's supposed to be nice and bright and colourful, so we want everybody to wear, you know, really colourful, have a great fun night, and I'll have to go and find something because I haven't got round to it yet.
I guess something like tropical vibes, like something nice, summery tropical vibes. Even if it's sort of like just keep the sunshine on your clothing sort of thing. Have a nice time. Well, Sue, it's going to be fantastic. I'm sure you were aiming at making a lot of money, so this time you always have a little bit of an aim. What's your aim this year?
Look, it's so hard. We've now got our new teachers coming in, and we would obviously like to build and get an extra teacher. But at the moment, we still have to cover up for our seven full-time teachers that we have, and just covering for work permits, salaries, visas, everything, plus all of the equipment to teach the kids. A million baht would be really nice.
Excellent. Well, let's hope for that. And everyone who's listening out there, make sure if you want a great foodie event with loads of entertainment, good, great beverages in a lovely location, then make sure you are at Pop-Up 3. Sue Altman, thank you very much for coming in. You're always fabulous. You're always brilliant. And you're always tirelessly working for the foundation. So massive respect to you, Sue.
Thanks, Jason. And we'll see you on Saturday.
See you on Saturday. Sue Altman, representing for the Phuket Husbandry Goods, taking pride.